heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. The footlong sweet onion chicken teriyaki and the footlong Subway Club are a mouthful to say, so don't say them, eat them. Subway. So much sandwich. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to $25 gift cards simply for signing up. See Club for details.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller, along with Jerry Newberry. As always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
Welcome into the National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry happens to be in New Orleans for the VFW National Convention. Jerry, you there?
I'm here. And actually, I just left New Orleans. I'm in Mississippi right now. On the road.
In Mississippi. So what'd you think of New Orleans? First time there?
I was there a long time ago. I really, really enjoy New Orleans.
It's a cool city, isn't it?
Oh, it's very cool. You know, so much history and, man, so much food.
I was going to say, how much weight did you gain?
Actually, none, because I was very careful.
Yeah, right.
And, no, I was, because I didn't let myself go crazy. Ate beans and rice and some fish and... You know,
little jambalaya,
300 beignets.
Yeah, right. And Jerry was there for the VFW National Convention because he received a Distinguished Service Award, which you're going to hear some of that coming up because it was actually streamed live on Facebook. And man, congratulations! That's a cool honor.
Thanks. Yeah, I was. I was very appreciative of receiving the award. You know, and I was a little bit prepared not to get emotional about
it. I saw that.
Final hurrah.
Yeah.
But luckily, one of the other guys who also received an award, the guy who was formerly director of membership, you know, earlier in the day, he was up there blubbering and everything. So that kind of... relieve some of the emotion for me. I was backstage trying not to weep when he was talking.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, anytime you get recognized for really kind of a life of service that you had with the VFW and in so many different capacities. I know when you and I met, you were the communications director and then became the assistant adjutant general and basically... I mean, did everything at the VFW for the longest time. So for you to receive that recognition, I thought was great. And, you know, it means a lot, I think, to a lot of people there. And I'm sure it meant a lot to you.
Yeah, it did mean a lot. And what meant more than, you know, the award itself was so many of the staff members left their duty stations. And showed up in the audience because they wanted to watch it. And I was taken a little bit aback by that.
Yeah.
When I looked up and could see so many of them in the audience.
I was going to say, I've been to a lot of VFW National Convention. I've never seen that happen.
Yeah, so that made me feel really good.
Yeah.
You know, I really... love the people I used to work with. And
how long were you at the VFW?
I missed a lot of them.
Yeah.
I started in January 2001.
Oh, wow. And just retired last year.
Yeah.
Wow. And I was glad to hear you talk about you embedding with the troops, because that was a huge deal, not just for you and the VFW, but for the radio show when you went over there and we got the reports from Afghanistan. I mean, that was no small task,
Know? Yeah, and that's something, you know, that's, I mean, that stuck with me all this time, being around those great soldiers.
Yeah.
That's something I'll never forget. That was quite an opportunity, and if we, you know, if I hadn't met you, we wouldn't have launched this radio show, or, you know. So it's been good.
Well, I mean, it's a cool honor, and I'm glad you're headed back to town. What did you take away from the convention this year? Now, I did hear during the stream that there was an appeal that went out to all the VFW members to contact their representatives in Congress. In terms of the vote for the choice program for the VA, right?
Yeah, and it had to do with funding.
Yeah.
They want Congress to provide adequate funding, not try and rob Peter to pay Paul within the VA to do it. And that's what Congress wants to do. And that just demonstrates the power of the grassroots of the organization.
Yeah.
And that's where the power is. It's not with the guys up on the stage, you know, giving the fancy speeches.
Well,
it's where the grassroots.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think that's a good message for a lot of people because, you know, you hear that, you know, call your congressman, let your senator know, and, you know, and you think, what good's that going to do? But, man, that had some impact, didn't it?
No, absolutely, and it does make a difference.
Yeah.
And I've said that for years, you know, hey, if you're unhappy, make yourself known down at that district office. All your senators, all your congressmen have at least one, if most of them have more.
Right.
Let that staff know who you are, and it does mean something.
Well, and I've always said that's what I was going to say. You know, you don't have the right to sit around and complain if you don't do anything about it.
Exactly right. Then shut up about it.
Right.
That's what I tell people.
That's right.
Same way as all the people not voting. You shut up. You didn't vote.
Jerry's always been so compassionate. You know, all these years in the VFW, people calling companies, shut up about it.
Yeah.
Hey, so what else happened in the convention that you liked this year?
Well, they every year they have a health fair.
Yeah, yeah,
and
that's been getting bigger and bigger, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it's free to veterans. You show up, and there's all sorts of medical tests. Well, this year they were doing screenings for aneurysms.
Wow.
And my understanding, go ahead.
I didn't know you could screen for aneurysms.
Yeah, like stomach aneurysms.
Okay, right.
Yeah, not the brain aneurysms, I don't think they were doing. But they screened like 700 people. They found 13 people that really needed to get some attention.
Because, wow.
Yeah, so I thought that was, man, that's life-saving.
Well, absolutely.
That's what I like. That part of the convention needed to get larger, the service end of it. And they had our service officers, they had a whole team of service officers there. And, they were initiating claims, looking into existing claims. And so I walked by there quite a few times. And, man, the line of veterans... Mm. There was always a line of veterans there looking for help. So.
Well, and it's kind of boggled my mind really over the past, you know, 8-9 years that I've been associated with the VFW that, you know, you tell people, you tell everybody, and we did for so long, that get a veteran service officer to help you with your VA claim. They do it all.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Don't do it yourself.
Right.
Yeah, don't do it yourself. And don't get VA to do it for you.
Right.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
Think about it, people.
Right.
We're standing guard with the truth. The National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline, and by CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common weight.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and no Jerry Newberry because Jerry is returning from the site in New Orleans for the VFW National Convention, where he just received the Distinguished Service Award. Who else did you hear? Some of the speakers at the convention? Anybody you kind of impressed with or not?
You know, the politicians, so on and so forth. Who cares?
Yeah, right.
General Livingston was there today.
I saw him.
And just, you know, given his military record and the things he accomplished in Vietnam, the way he took care of his men, the valor he demonstrated on the battlefield, and the life he's lived since then.
Sure, right.
I was impressed with him.
Man, you know who I was impressed with is the director. Are you swimming? What are you doing?
Oh man, I just ran into a rainstorm.
Oh wow. Wow.
Yeah, you know how they are down here.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, you know who I was impressed with was the director of the TAPS program. Wow. Was she good?
Oh yeah, that is a great program.
I mean,
I'm friends with a guy on Facebook who's still in the military, and he runs to raise money for TAPS.
Man,
and this guy has run every marathon you can think of. I always support him financially, but yeah, TAPS is wonderful. And yeah, you're right; she did a great job.
She did a great job, and she was the founder of the organization after her husband died. And she realized that there was no support system at that time in place for families that had lost someone.
Right.
And she came along, and I think she said now they were like, they've helped 70,000 individuals or something. I mean, it was some kind of a crazy number, and they continue to do that year after year. And so, I mean, if you go to TAPS.org, we need to have her on the program, because what a great...
Oh, absolutely.
What a great person. And she mentioned, you know, how they get retired military, I guess even active duty military, to mentor some of these kids from these families that have lost a mom or a dad. And what a great idea that is.
Yeah, it's she's a great person, and that's a great program.
Yeah.
And that's there's so much good being done out there, you know, and it's...
Yep.
So easy to get cynical and like me.
I was gonna say cynical. You?
But yeah, you know, if you only allow yourself to look for the good, there's a lot of it out there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so many different organizations, and I mean, there's a million. But I mean, they're all trying to do the right thing. Some of them are more successful than others. But, yeah, that TAPS program is pretty cool. All right, buddy, I'm going to let you get back on the road. And we're going to, when we come back, I'm going to let you, everybody, hear a little piece of your speech. But, hey, man, seriously, congratulations on the award. Well-deserved, and maybe even a little late. But we're proud of you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, be careful, Jerry.
See you when I get back.
See you next week.
Okay.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Hilton Hotels. With over 10,000 veterans and military spouses hired in the last 3 years, Hilton offers a world of opportunity. Visit jobs.hilton.com/military.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and no Jerry Newberry, because Jerry is returning from the site in New Orleans for the VFW National Convention, where he just received the Distinguished Service Award. And we've got his speech right here. We want you to hear a little bit of this speech. Been with the VFW for a long time, started out as communications director, eventually became the assistant adjutant general, and retired last year. It continues to be the co-host of this program. We're proud of you, Jerry Newberry.
I'm pleased to welcome our next guest and recipient of the VFW Distinguished Service Medal and Citation in recognition of his many years of dedicated service to the VFW. Jerry Newberry joined the Army in 1968, and he served in the 101st Airborne Division in Vietnam, where he earned his VFW eligibility. He is currently a Gold Legacy Life member of VFW Post 2492 in Imlay City, Michigan. And prior to beginning his employment with the VFW as Director of Communication and Public Affairs in 2001, Jerry was employed by a member of the U.S. House of Representatives and worked as an investigative reporter and newspaper columnist and as a speech and op-ed writer for the former Secretary of the VA. Jerry's genuine concern for America's veterans, his interest in bringing veterans' issues to the mainstream, and his ability to capture and convey the truth behind these issues served the VFW well during his many years of employment. He embedded with the troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, reporting on the situation from the front lines of the war through both pictorial and written series, and also on the airways as the host of VFW's radio show, The National Defense. He was responsible for implementing many new and successful communication initiatives as technology quickly evolved and the popularity of mobile devices and social platforms exploded during his tenure as communications director. Further, serving as primary spokesman for the VFW, Jerry always upheld the integrity of the organization and made clear our commitment to veterans, our commitment to service members and their families was above all else. In September of 2012, Jerry was appointed as Assistant Adjutant General, a position he held until his retirement in July 2016. He has left an indelible mark on our organization, and I wish him all the best in his years of retirement. Please join me in honoring Jerry Newberry with the Distinguished Service Medal and Citation. Adjutant.
Distinguished Service Medal and Citation awarded to Jerry Newberry. In lasting appreciation and spirited recognition of his many years of stalwart service to the veterans of foreign wars of the United States, as Director of Communications and Public Affairs, then as Assistant Adjutant General, his genuine concern for America's veterans, service members, and their families, along with his steadfast commitment to the VFW mission and the integrity with which he fulfilled his roles, have earned him the utmost respect and appreciation of the organization. In witness whereof, we have unto set our hands and the official seal of the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States this 25th day of July, 2017. Signed by Brian Duffy, Commander-in-Chief, and Robert E. Wallace, Adjutant General.
Morning, comrades. It's good to be here with you today. And first of all, I want to thank Bob Kreider for getting all the tears out of the way, because I was afraid I'd come up here and be emotional, but he took care of that. I'd like to thank the national officers, the line officers, national council members, and all the good comrades for allowing me to be here today. There's a lot of people I'd like to thank, but I know I'd leave someone out, so yeah, I'm not going to go down the list. But I want to especially thank the national staff in Kansas City. These people do tremendous work, and this convention is testament to that. You all show up. And you don't have much to do except to show up and go to the meetings, but there's a million moving parts behind this convention, and those employees work for months, long hours, like you wouldn't believe. And I love them all. Our Washington office, Jerry Menar, I just want to echo his remarks. We've got a tremendous legislative staff. Veteran service officers, those people are in the trenches every day working on behalf of our veterans. And VFW is first and foremost when it comes to service work, and we all should be proud of that.
I want to, most importantly, there's a couple people I will point out. Gunnar Kent, who I had the pleasure of working for when he was Adjutant General, and John Hamilton. They mentored me and demonstrated some leadership that we needed as an organization. But most of all, I'd like to thank them for their friendship. 12th floor in Kansas City, Diane Puthoff, Susan Ernest, Betty Frankie, Randy Lauver, communication staff. It's a long list of people, but thanks to all of them. I want to, I have to thank my daughters. I spent a lot of years away from home, pounding the drum, fighting a battle, slaying windmills, and I missed a lot of things as they were growing up. And like most fathers, I have regrets about that. But they've grown up to be fine young women. They love our veterans and they love our country, so at least I was able to do that right. And I'm very proud of them. The VFW has offered me a lot of opportunities. I cut my teeth as a young soldier in Ashaw Valley, and later on in the war during the Easter Offensive as a MACV provisional team leader in Quantry. And I served along some of the finest people that you could ever meet in the world. And joining the VFW, I've served along some of the finest people you could ever find in the world. When I came home from Vietnam, like a lot of people, I was angry, frustrated, feeling kind of isolated and lost. And I got involved because the dark days after Vietnam, that's what I call them, dark days after Vietnam, when we were fighting the battle to get compensation for Agent Orange, to get the illnesses recognized from exposure to Agent Orange. PTSD was something that people never heard of. You said PTSD, they didn't know what the hell you were talking about. And at that time in Congress, most of the people didn't care. So I started fighting that fight along with thousands of other veterans, and especially the VFW. Because the VFW has brought justice. They brought care, they brought compensation to those who have deserved it most, to those who have earned it. It didn't stop with Vietnam. As Vietnam veterans, we were determined that the new generation of troop, of soldier, of Marine, would not come home and be refused treatment or have the public turn a blind eye to their needs. And we've succeeded in doing that. So you all need to be very proud. Don't ever think that you're irrelevant or you don't matter, because you do. The VFW is that wall. That's the wall that's defending. You're the last defense for our men and women who have served in the military. Because if you think that Congress is going to always do the right thing, well, hell, you know that's not true. We wouldn't be sitting here today if that was true. So always stand proud, always stand firm, never acquiesce, and never bend a knee when it comes to the needs of our veterans. I spoke of the opportunities the VFW has given me. I mentioned the national staff. The hard thing about retirement has been the vacuum that was created by not working alongside those people every day. They were my VFW family, and I miss them, and I'm glad to be here to see them again. One thing the VFW afforded me opportunity to do was embed with our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan several times. I embedded with, fortunately, the 101st in Tikrit, Mosul, which I'm sure you've heard of, a couple of other places whose names I can't even pronounce. Afghanistan, I served with 101st and 10th Mountain Division, embedded with them in Patika Province, a couple of other places, but the Korangal Valley. And I'd like to mention the men and women who served with Attack Company 132 Infantry in the Korangal. A long time ago, I you know, when I left Vietnam, I never thought I'd be helping to carry young men off the battlefield again who were wounded or killed. But that happened in the Korangal, and those brave souls who served there were in it every day. So any recognition I have today is dedicated to them, to the men and women I served with throughout the years, our national staff, and all of you. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless America.
Welcome back to the National Defense. You know, it's time for the CVS Minute Clinic Minute, and Holly Kautz is with us, Army veteran and Minute Clinic nurse practitioner. Holly, it's summer. Let's talk about poison ivy and poison oak. If you've been exposed, what do you do?
Sure. Well, you know, as the summer or as the weather starts to get nicer, people tend to be out more doing yard work and gardening, and it certainly can lead to some exposure to these plants. And so if you have a mild case, sometimes you can get away with just doing some cold compresses, some lotions, and some oatmeal baths.
I remember the oatmeal baths. Yeah, remember those.
Calamana lotion.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's
you're going to need a lotion.
Calamana lotion.
But I'll tell you, one thing I want to point out is every time you're exposed, your next exposure is probably going to be worse. And so if you're not able to take care of it that way, come see us at the Minute Clinic. There are some prescription medications we can help you with to give you some more relief and help you recover.
Is calamine lotion, is that still used a lot?
It is. I mean, it can kind of help, just kind of soothes the skin, helps a little bit with the itching. But again, that's more for a mild case. To get into a more severe case, you need some topical corticosteroids, and often you need prescriptions.
Glad you said
that.
My mom used calamine lotion for everything.
Everything.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And it tastes horrible.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You're not supposed to eat it.
Oh, that's right. The Minute Clinic is the way to go. We'll be back next week with a brand new Minute Clinic Minute right here on the National Defense.
This has been the National Defense, made possible by Ford. Go further. By the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. The footlong sweet onion chicken teriyaki and the footlong Subway Club are a mouthful to say, so don't say them, eat them. Subway, so much sandwich. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. By United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline. By CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common weight. By ADT Security, for over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to $25 gift cards simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.